This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. Starting next week, the cost of a standard first-class stamp goes from 39 cents to 41 cents. I will spare you my 2 cents on that change. Here instead is Madeline Brand, who spoke earlier with Day to Day's personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary, about the upcoming postal changes.
Now, I've heard about this forever stamp. What is that?
Basically, this is a stamp that you can use after you buy it forever. It depicts the Liberty Bell, and it's called forever because they're good for any future first-class letter, weighing an ounce or less. So if you buy it now, you can use it, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, forever.
And it still costs 39 cents?
Well, here's the thing. It will stay the same price as long as the cost of a first-class stamp stays the same price. So if there is a price increase, the price for the forever stamp will go up to that price. But once you purchase them, then you can use them whenever. So let's say it's 41 cents, and say in a year or two it goes up to 45 cents. You can still use that 41 cent forever stamp.
So that sounds like a good deal to go to the post office and just buy, hundreds of them.
Right? Well, you may not want to stockpile on the stamp. It's such a low-cost item, and you don't want to sink your money into something you may not use for a long time. If there is a rate increase announcement and say you've got a lot of mail that you have to send out, a lot of first-class mail, then you might want to buy enough to hedge against that new price increase. But if you don't mail a lot, I wouldn't go and stockpile a lot of these stamps.
Okay, so what about the changes in postal rates and packaging?
Well, the Postal Service is moving away from a system based primarily on weight to what they call a shape-based system. So, for example, say the current pricing structure for a 2-ounce letter, a 2-ounce flat envelope, and a parcel costs about the same, 63 cents. But under this new system, they're going to look at the shape of the package or letter and then price it according to that. So let's say you've got a wedding coming up and you send out wedding invitations. Well, under the old system, it would cost 63 cents. But under the new system, it would cost 58 cents because they're basing it on the shape as opposed to the weight. And they thought they'd do this because, they've got new systems of processing it, and they wanted to match the processing costs with the cost of actually sending the letter or package out.
So the weight is less of a factor?
It's less of a factor. Once you get to heavier packages, it jumps back in. But for, a 1-ounce, a 2-ounce letter, it's going to cost you less. So, for example, say you would have used a large envelope to send something that would have cost you under the new pricing system about 97 cents. But if you fold whatever it is that you would have put in that large envelope and put it in a regular size envelope, it would cost you 58 cents.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, and she's also Day to Day's regular guest on matters of personal finance. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
That interview by my colleague, Madeline Brand. If you have a question for Michelle Singletary, you can send it. No postage required. Just go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link. It's found on the top of every page. Be sure to put the word Michelle in your subject line. You can also hear Michelle Singletary on podcast. Just go online to npr.org/colorofmoney. And remember, that's all one word.